Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour. This is our final show of the year, actually, today. So we're glad that we have a few of you in the queue. We're going to be getting to your calls shortly. But of course, as always, we'd like to remind everyone to follow us on Facebook and on Twitter. Those accounts are linked on our Blog Talk Radio profile, Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour. And also, for those of you who haven't called in, 914-338-0164 is the call-in number. Do press 1 if you would like to speak with us. And we've got, as I said, a couple of callers in the queue, 516 and 360. Just quickly also want to mention our continuing fundraiser for Wildlife SOS. A little bit, if that's all you can afford, counts, and it's a good deed. Also, another, I forgot to mention one of our listeners who we haven't heard from in quite a while, but she's on our Facebook. Her name is Mary. She donated. She made a donation.
Oh,
so she's
great.
Another listener, as well as Sue. And, of course, there are others that made donations that are not, I don't think they're callers from the radio show, but they're people we have relationships with outside of the show. But we're hoping that some more of our callers do chip in. Okay, let's bring on 516. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Rosie. How are you?
Hi, Rosie. Fine, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Thank you for having me on the show.
You're welcome. Where are you calling from?
New York.
I thought it was
New York City.
Somewhere in that area. From the area code. I wasn't sure if it was New Jersey or New York or anyway, but okay, Rosie, I don't think we've spoken. Have we ever spoken with you before?
No, we've never spoken before. This is my first time calling.
Okay. What's your birthday?
January 16th, 1976.
Okay. All right. 13, she's 31. Or, okay, so you've never called the show before?
No.
And she's 31-4 right now? Did I have that up right?
Yeah.
Okay.
She's
so
44
years old. Yeah, you're 44. So you would actually, she's 13 years beyond her karmic turnover, which is
cycles.
Her inverted karma, right?
Yeah, 11 cycles.
Yeah, 11 cycles of her master number of 4. So first, before we get to your pertinent question, Rosie, you would have had a change in 2007. Can you remember what happened when you were 31 years old?
I don't, but something significant happened to me when I was 27 years old.
Well, that's 4 years, interestingly. It's 4 years prior, so that fits into the narrative. What happened at 27?
Yes. I was dating somebody. I thought I would marry that person. And we broke up, so obviously we did not get married. It left me absolutely traumatized. And that's about it.
Well, but
that was traumatic. that was definitely traumatic.
Traumatic, and it was on a multiple. Well, it was on a one of your cycles of four. 31 isn't divisible by four, so you also have cycles four from birth to death. So, you know, 4, 8, 12. But 4 years before your major karmic change, you had something significant.
After a year after that, there was a multiple of four by seven.
Right. At the age of 28, there would have been. So did this happen like between the age of 27 and 28, this change?
It could have been.
You know, before we go on, Rosie, when I first heard your voice, I thought you had gone through a divorce. So what this signifies is that this person was a past life. This was a past life marriage before. But you see, you have a two ones in your month and day, and that signifies trouble in relationships before the age of 31. So that would register why the breakup occurred, because it was karmic with a breakup involved, and the fact that you have this energy going on before the age of 31.
And why she felt so traumatized by it, the fact that it was a past life marriage. So it was.
Well, it was definitely, it was a breakup like a divorce.
Yeah.
But I've been through all of the breakups that I've been through. I would say the majority of them have been breakups like a divorce.
Oh, well, that's probably.
Yeah,
you know,
they've been very traumatic, very traumatic. So.
Yeah, and your master number is 4 by 31, so that's it's an imbalance of the heart, 31. It's not like a 22-4. So there can be some problems in relationships. So what's the reason for your call?
Well, I've been unemployed for 1 year now, going on January.
I thought it was going to be about your career. And I thought you were calling about career. I didn't think it was about relationship.
Yeah.
I actually have it written down here. Yeah, that's what I thought.
And I haven't really been interviewing. Like, my last interview was maybe like a month ago. So I don't know what to do. I mean, I've changed up my network, so I'm networking with new recruiters. So I'm just wondering if you guys know, like, when I'm going to get a job, and if there's anything that you can tell me about this job, if I'm going to get a job.
Well, I want to ask you, before we go there, I'm going to put a word to you. I'm going to put out a word to you, and you just tell me how you respond to it on any level. You just think on any level, and the word is library. When I say library, books, bookstore, you just tell me what you connect to.
Well, my old job was opposite of the library.
Okay.
You worked like in across the street or something, or adjacent?
Yes, adjacent to, yes.
Okay, so what this says is that you'll probably be finding, first of all, first step, you'll probably be employed within 2 months. That's the first prediction. I don't know where yet, but you see, the library being across the street from where you used to work gives me a vision of proximity towards your next job. So we say library, and you go, well, it was across the street from where we work. Your next job literally is across the street from this date. We're getting close to where you're going to be working.
The next job is going to be next to a library or across the street from a library?
No. What the fact that the library was validated by you, the fact that library relates to a job that you had previously, means that your next job is coming up very soon. So it's an analogy.
Right.
Your job was close
now
to the library. Now your new job is forthcoming. It's going to be forthcoming soon. Because of your
it's close. Now I understand.
I got it.
Got it.
Now, was there,
may work by a library.
Was there ever anyone in the family who did bookkeeping?
See, that's where I was going. When, that's,
In my family?
Just anywhere right now. Did you know anyone in the family, any friends who did bookkeeping?
I don't know.
Does your job deal with anything regarding records, administration, office, paperwork?
Yeah, office administration, yes.
Okay, so, there
so
we
we're
go.
In the,
we're
so
in the right
What
zone.
Kind of, and get more specific, what do you do?
Well, I was working at a law firm.
Okay. Well, and then that's
the bookkeeping could be billing.
Yeah. And the library
is
the library. Usually lawyers have those books.
Yes,
that
they do.
Pull. Yeah. With all the cases in it.
Yes,
so
they do.
So that's
yes.
where that is. You'll probably be working by February. Now, there's either a name Robert or Laurel. I don't know. L-O-W-E-L-L.
How about Lori?
Yeah.
How about Lori?
Who's Lori?
Who's that?
A recruiter.
Oh, Lori's
I was just
okay.
in touch with her like last week. Yeah, I was just in touch with her last week.
Yeah. That fits. So she may
okay.
be the one that finds you the job. Are
okay.
you still looking to, are you still going for law firms?
No, I'm open. I feel
just,
that my skills are transferable, so I'm open to any industry.
Oh, you'll be working by February. That's what I think.
Okay. Do you know if I'll be happy?
Well, I know you'll be happy. Well,
in the job or just in general?
Yes, in the
you'll
job.
Be happy
in the job.
You'll be happy in the job.
Okay.
In doing these predictions, if there was an immediate sense that there was not going to be happiness, I would have said, well, you're going to get a job, but it's going to be miserable. I would have said it right off.
Right.
Who is the baseball fan in your family? Who loves baseball?
I don't know.
Well, you got to know.
I wouldn't know. Not my brother. Not my sister.
Past relationship?
Yes, someone.
Okay.
I wouldn't say relationship. I would say experience.
Okay, but he was someone you had a connection with on some level.
Yes.
Friendship,
correct.
Whatever.
Correct.
Doesn't mean that you
correct.
Were intimate necessarily, but
what
was,
kind of
yes.
work did they do?
I think he's in finance.
Okay. Okay, well, that's what, are you on the second, do you live in a building that has two stories, at least two stories?
Yes, well, this individual lives on the same floor as I do. Funny you say that.
Why?
Wait, which individual?
The one with the baseball.
The baseball guy. He lives on the same floor that I do.
Oh,
yeah.
Interesting. So you're
well,
still,
that's what you said building, right
yeah,
there you did the
yeah.
connection.
That's weird.
Well, because it's
well,
you're
she's
calling
still connected
psychics
with him.
And we're trying to connect and help you. And he's validation
oh, okay.
to assist us. That's why.
So are you still
oh,
single,
okay.
Rosie?
I'm very single.
Very single. Not to imply anything.
Yes.
But has your mother crossed over or she in health?
Yes, she did. Yes, she did. She just recently crossed over. Yeah, she just recently crossed over.
Yeah. So her energy is around the reading.
Okay.
And there's a crystal, like silverware, crystal, I don't know, something about crystal, cut glass,
okay.
crystal.
Anything that
okay.
was in the family that was passed on to you by your mother?
Well,
is
I have a crystal vase. Yes, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Go right ahead.
No. Go ahead. She has a crystal vase.
So I have a crystal vase next to my on my dress on my side table where I sleep. Okay, and I
okay.
have all religious things there, my rosary beads, my miniature cross, and I do have my mother's prayer card there, and it's right on top of the crystal bar.
So your mom's presence, her soul, has been in your bedroom.
Good.
You know, whatever your relationship was with your mother, that's not the topic. The topic is right now your mom's soul is around you trying to bring comfort in spite of anything else that might have been in your relationship with her. When souls cross over.
Well, I'm glad she's here.
Okay, good.
One thing I did ask my mother is that I wanted her to visit me. So I don't know. She did visit me. She did speak to me when she passed. She did communicate with me, and I understood her clearly. I just want her to visit me in my dream. Or something of that nature.
Okay, so here's what I want you to do. It sounds silly, but I want you to get a lemon and put it on that.
Okay, I have one here.
Yeah, that's what. See, your mom's here right now.
Okay.
You know, I mean, you can't. Not everybody. Oh yeah, I have a lemon here. Doesn't every human being hold a lemon when they're on the phone? You know,
no.
You have one right there. And do you have a glass of water nearby?
Yes, sir.
So your mom's right there right now. The point, she's there, okay? Been doing this a long time. Your mom's there. Now, the point of how she manifests in different ways can be difficult because the soul has to build up all this energy to create a presence. And sometimes it's a little bit difficult because in her life, there was a lot of coughing going on. Did she have lung cancer or any kind of ailment like that? What was her disease?
My mother died from kidney failure, but it was multiple
kidney failure.
So it was kidney, it was heart.
Heart, yeah, I was thinking heart.
It was lung. So it was all three.
Yeah, well, that's the physical part of it. But she carries over in her lifetime residual energy that is incorporated in her soul, which then defines how her soul operates in the astral realm. So she'll try her best to talk to you, but she says she may symbolize herself as a hummingbird.
Okay, I'm going to write that down.
I don't know how many hummingbirds you get this time of year in New York City.
Do you have any journals or cards?
I do.
Yes. Yeah. And
do you have any with a hummingbird?
Well, look for a hummingbird image anywhere. And you might even see in that journal, your mother might even put an inscription in there cryptically, meaning she's going to try to write something.
Oh, okay.
Okay. I don't know if it's going to work, but she'll try.
Okay. Well, that's good.
And there's a name, Dorothy or Darlene. I don't know. But anyway, that name.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, what?
No, my dad passed in 2011, and my father's first name starts with the initial D.
Okay. So he might be. You see, you're kind of young for your parents to
be gone. Yeah.
But
I am.
He's around. And anyone with a pencil thin mustache or a small mustache.
My dad had a mustache. Yeah.
Yeah. So he's there. He's showing physical manifestations of the way he looked. So you got your parents there. They're informing me that the prediction of February is pretty good.
Okay.
So we're expecting that. And we contacted in the short reading your parents.
Yes. Thank you so much. You made me feel so much better.
That's good. Good luck. We wish you luck.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Happy New Year. Bye.
Happy New Year. Bye.
Bye, Neil. Bye.
Goodbye. Okay.
So we have Lori again from yesterday. So we're expecting an update.
Well,
how are you doing?
I found out that, in March, I stopped paying my rent here because you know, they still hadn't fixed the furnace, and floors are rotten, the oven doesn't work, the refrigerator's got issues, infestations everywhere, you name it. And
right.
I have to pay all that money back before I can.
Wait,
otherwise,
speak really quickly because I'm having a hard time. Are you having a hard time hearing her?
Yeah.
Pay all my back rent back. Otherwise, I'll lose my housing subsidy voucher.
You have to pay what back?
Back rent.
For back rent?
My, yeah, the back rent, which is around $2,100.
Okay.
Otherwise, I'll lose my voucher. I won't have any housing assistance at all. But legally, I was reading that if they don't fix your, like, furnace, you know, and you're cold in here, and the space heaters are costing me, like, as much as the rent, you know. And so I had, luckily, I have enough PayPal credit to cover that amount. But this woman is saying that she doesn't want to work with me at all, and she wants all these legal fees, too.
You mean the woman that came yesterday at 11?
No, no, not that woman.
Oh.
She's helping me. But the rental agent that's trying to defraud me of my whole entire life.
I see. So you're talking about the woman who's renting to you.
Yeah.
And she runs the property management company. Okay, what happens with the person that came? So if you owe $2,100, and you're trying to get out of there before they...
But I can't pay that money back first.
What?
I have to pay that money back first. I have to pay that money back first.
Uh-huh.
And... for some reason, they're saying that that landlord, that rental agent, doesn't want to work with me on making any kind of payment. She just wants to evict me for because she feels threatened by me, which makes it not monetary. See,
well,
because she wants to say she feels threatened by me and that I'm a danger to be here in this complex, and so they have to evict me. So I'm like, well, if I pay her all that money, then I won't have any money to live on. But I'll lose my housing voucher.
So did anything get accomplished? Okay, so we know the bad part.
No, nothing got accomplished.
Nothing got accomplished yesterday. Did you call the
supposed to be an attorney. I got to get an attorney. So an attorney's supposed to call me today. A landlord-tenant attorney. I need a landlord-tenant attorney to help me deal with this woman. Because
right.
She's not and saying the reason the furnace didn't get fixed was because I drove the workers off the property. They walked off the job because of me, which is a total lie. A total outlandish lie. Nobody walked off a job because of me. So I even called up the furnace place, and told them what that this woman lied about that, like that. See, this woman, she's like a psychopathic killer lady. She wants to, like, kill me.
What happens... Okay, but we've got that part. So you need to pay $2,100 back so you don't lose your voucher. And essentially, according to our conversation yesterday on the air and off, if you get out before and you're able to, now we know that there's a payment that's necessary in order for you to be able to retain your housing voucher. So if you... So what happened when you called the apartment complex, the senior apartment complex that I talked to you about? Did you call them?
Yeah, and they said they were going to call me back, but they never did.
They said you were going to... I don't understand.
They said I called, and they said, well, they would have their rental manager call me back, but they never did.
Boy. And did you try to have the lady that came at 11 to help you call them?
Well, no, she was explaining to me about why I can't get in there because I owe that money first, which I wasn't doing before. So I have to pay this rental agent all this money for living in the stump. So I don't have my husband.
Yeah, the unfortunate part of it is they may have been negligent in not replacing. I mean, they certainly are negligent in not replacing the furnace or fixing the water heater. But if you stop paying rent, and it was only, I mean, with your housing voucher, essentially your rent was two something, right? $245 a month?
Yeah.
And you stopped paying for all those months.
Yeah. Well, it started in March when I was, I had this biopsy done and they nicked my artery. And then I spent one day in a hospital, emergency surgery. Then they sent me in a taxi all the way home from Seattle. And then with nothing for paying. So I was spending all my money on surviving all that pain with medical marijuana. I could hardly move and nobody wanted to help me.
I'm upset that there wasn't a call back from that agency yesterday or from the apartment complex, and I'm upset that the woman that was
they didn't even call me back.
But
maybe it's because they were already aware of me with that other girl that was trying to get me in there, you know, that other agency that I'm working with, they're supposed to help seniors relocate.
Right. So if they're helping you relocate, but you owe this $2,100, how are they going to relocate you? I mean, you're kind of in
Now it's the story's changed. Now it's like, well, if I don't pay this money, they're not going to help me relocate, which I thought they were going to help me find a place to live so I wouldn't be homeless, period, no matter what. So I have to get that attorney to help defend me against this woman because she wants to make me home.
That's going to cost you money, right? The attorney is going to cost you money.
I got to go through these programs for the...
They will give you financial assistance for legal representation?
Right, yep. So they're supposed to call me today. I specifically need a landlord-tenant attorney.
And your hearing's on the 5th, and they didn't call you back from the apartment. And unfortunately,
it's the 8th. And that one bedroom is available on the 10th at that place. And I was like,
one bedroom is on the 10th. The one bedroom is on the 10th, but the two bedroom is on the 2nd, according to what they told me.
And then I won't be able to get the two bedroom because the housing authority voucher is only for a one bedroom.
Oh, so you have to go into
a one bedroom. Even if the price is right.
So you would have, oh boy. I don't know, Neil. I made some calls yesterday for her and we spoke on the phone after the show. Any suggestions from you? Because she's in a mess. And it sounds like she's not getting, you know, we can't go back in time and have you pay the rent that you probably should have paid, because in the ideal scenario would have been you paying that rent and documenting what they weren't fixing, and then getting your legal assistance from whatever services you have,
yeah,
and going after them that way rather than not paying them. Because unfortunately, you did occupy the premises, so you are behind in the rent.
Right. But even on that Bellingham Housing Authority webpage, they said when the COVID first happened, they said that you didn't have to pay your portion of the rent. So I don't know why they put that up there.
But what happened?
Like if you couldn't afford it, because when the COVID first happened on their website, they had this big red and white print thing plastered across their website saying if you didn't have to pay your rent if you couldn't afford it, your portion. It was something like that. And I'm like, well, I'm not paying my rent. I don't even have a furnace. I don't even have an oven. I think it was after the oven went and now the refrigerator's going and it's cold in here and it's uncomfortable as hell and the floors are rotted and it feels grimy and dirty and disgusting.
Well, the thing, you know, I told you yesterday, I think you're in too much of a mess to get out of it. I don't think there's any solution there. I don't. I think the way to go is to find this woman who's renting a room out, who will be willing to rent a room out, and that's where you should be putting your focus. Because I don't think there's any way out of your current situation while you're living there.
Right, but what she's saying is she needs assistance paying her rent, and if she doesn't pay this back rent, she's not going to have assistance.
But she has a disability check.
Yeah, but that's not that's going to be barely.
But there might be something. What I'm seeing, is a lady will be willing to let you live in a room in her house with your cat.
Even if she loses her Section 8, is what you're
saying. Even if you lose it, that there's something that's going to be worked out. That's what
she's
I'm seeing.
Cats,
how do you
so.
Get there? I don't know. That's you're going to have to
pay all that money to that lady and just lose it like that.
Well, you're not. The problem, Lori, is that had you paid the rent,
she would have figured out some other way to get rid of me anyway.
Maybe. You don't want to be there. The point is not that you want to stay there, but the point is that at least you would have had some legal grounds to try to recover some of the money that you had paid towards.
Well, they say you can leave it in escrow. If the landlord do the repairs, you can legally put it in an escrow account, the money, until legally there's something done about it.
Did you do that, though? Did you make the repairs?
No, I didn't make the repairs. I don't know how much they're going to be.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So the problem is you didn't.
The repairs are going to be so involved that it's going to probably be like this place isn't even up to code. They couldn't even sell it before when they tried to sell it when this old man lived here because they couldn't get the repairs done even back then. And his family was trying to buy this place. So they could get him out of this situation with this.
How long have you been there?
A little bit over a year.
Okay, so over a year, and where did you? How did you get involved with this place?
I had some lost place that was horrible, where I was surrounded by methamphetamine addicts, and they were actually killed. They actually killed the girl out there, all the meth people. They ran over with a truck, and at one point they were trying to run me over with a truck. I escaped with my life out of Acme, Washington, where there's been like a lot of different murders since I got out of there.
Well, like I said, your problems. As long as you concentrate on where you're living, you're not going to find any solutions. I don't see it. What I'm saying for you is to make an escape by trying to find, I don't know how you're going to do it yet. We're putting out energy so it happens, that you find a place where a woman's willing to rent out a room to you for about $400 a month and we'll take in your cap. Because she needs
cap.
The money. That's
cap.
What I'm seeing. How you get there, I don't know. You're going to have to hustle and get your situation in hand. Now,
those people that are helping me with the this relocation program, they mentioned that yesterday about trying to find a private landlord instead
of
one of these companies. Yeah.
Well, then there we go. So let's say that there is somewhere out there in your vicinity a woman who is looking for someone to rent their room for about $400 to $500 a month.
Yeah.
And that and she can't find anybody because not too many people want that kind of a situation. Or that would fit with her. Well, I think that if you don't, you see, when you find this woman, don't tell her about all your problems because it's going to scare her. Don't talk about the meth and all the problems. Just don't do that because it's going to scare her. Just say you're looking, you don't like where you're living. It's not a very nice building. It's under par. It needs a lot of work. It's dirty and cold. The landlord is not attentive. And you don't want any trouble. You just want to find a more cozy, convenient place. And so because of your disability limitations, you're looking for a room. That's all. Don't give the woman a lot of history because she's going to go, oh, I don't want you around me. So you just act like that. And imagine a little lady, she's got a room. She could use $400 or $500. She needs money, and she's willing to gamble on somebody living in her home that she feels relatively safe with, and you're not a threatening person. So she's going to look at you and go, oh, okay, well, okay. Well, I got two cats. Well, are they potty trained? Yes, and they're very nice. Do your cats scratch furniture? Are your cats scratchers? Can you hear me? Hello? We seem to have lost her. So that's okay. We'll just continue here. Kristen had to break away for a minute dealing with a phone call. So I'll just keep talking. I don't know how to operate this thing. So I'm looking at a computer that I wouldn't know what to do with. So what I'm going to do is just kind of keep talking until Kristen comes back and monitors this computer. And at least we will have some information going on. You know, I don't know what happened with that caller. She dropped, but I have no way of knowing how to get back to her. So if Kristen comes back, we will maybe be able to reconnect. Otherwise, I'm going to be talking about the current situation going on in the world, the pandemic, how do we adjust to it. We were talking about our chakra system and how it's affecting our chakra system, which we probably is not big news item right now. No one's going to talk about how this is affecting our chakras. But in reality, it is. And what we have to do, for instance, that caller, I think her drama is in the first chakra. That's where she's having problems. And this particular caller, her birth date is 101. So there's these ones in her month and day. That's first chakra, separated by a zero, which is very devastating. So when you look, this caller, what's actually happening is that she is dealing with not just this lifetime, but she's dealing with karma that she brought into this world with her from past lives. And when there are ones and zeros, you got problems a little bit, depending on the relative situation that you're in. A zero between two ones is almost immediately going to be some problems. And what it does is she's carrying this energy in with her from past life into this present life. And there you go. It becomes problematic. So the idea is, how does one get out of that mess? Now, this particular caller is born in 59. And 59 is a 14. And that's the day she's born, on the 14th. So what does that mean? That means that as we're trying to address her situation, the energy of her birth date suggests that she can get out of this. There's a way to get out of it. Let's say she was born in 2001. Wouldn't have been as lucky. But those numbers, 5, 9, really present a higher energy, because we're dealing with higher chakra numbers, the throat, which is the accumulation of the 14 in her day. And we're dealing with 9, which is endurance. So when you're talking to a person like this, you think to yourself, well, they're enduring with all these problems they've got. They seem to be, they're alive. They're surviving barely, but they're surviving. That's where that 9 comes in. 9s are very important numbers in a birth date. What they suggest is a level of endurance, of resiliency. Like you say, the cat has 9 lives. Well, 9 is a number that reinvents itself over and over and over again. 27, 36, 45, 54. You see, they all add up to 9. 9 is a very powerful number. When it appears on the birth date, it suggests that there's going to be, in spite of whatever a person goes through, a sense of resiliency, of getting back up on their feet, or at least on their knees, if nothing else. So this energy that is designated as a number, referring to a action or a characteristic, was also brought into this woman's life. So she was meant to endure these challenges. Her level is that she's supposed to endure it. And the attitude of that 9 being in the end of her year, at 59, suggests that there's some attitude of victory over circumstances. So that's where what we're basically looking at, in that kind of an arrangement. But when you're dealing with a chakra system, and if you know your chakra systems, and you understand what each number corresponds to, think of what is the strongest chakra system in your system. For instance, is your strength in your home? Do you have security in your home, a house, and your strong foundation? Then your highest energy level in your chakra system would be the first chakra. If you don't have a home, and you don't have a great foundation, but you have a wonderful relationship, and it's really the thing that's saving you, your strength would be in your second chakra. If you have a certain sense of intuition, or a certain attitude of strength in terms of the physical body, a lot of people, you know, I see a lot of homeless people on the street, and they look like bodybuilders. They look healthy. That's third chakra. They know how to survive. They know how to be strong. And they can actually create that energy in their third chakra as a strength. Then there are people who say, you know, no matter what I'm going through, my heart goes out to the world. My heart is what keeps me moving, because I care about so many. You know, you look at these people, some of these people who are homeless, and they've got a dog or a cat that they almost treat above themselves, even though they're barely surviving. Heart, the heart chakra, the compassionate energy, that would be heart chakra. if your finest strength is in your communication skills, then you know your fifth chakra is the strongest. And you're an eloquent speaker or communicator, and your voice is strong. You know, there are people who, like Mandela, people who are in prison, but their voice rings on. If your communication skills are your strongest asset, no matter what else is shut down in your system, then you know that you came into the world with a strong fifth chakra. If you're intuitive, a bit of an artist, that's also the fifth chakra. But if you're intuitive, a bit of an artist, you have a strong vision, like Van Gogh had a strong artistic vision. Everything else was messed up in his life. Sixth chakra. A lot of intuitives and psychics and mediums and palm readers, oh my God, they barely etch out a living, but they have strong psychic vision. People who are visionaries, that's sixth chakra. And if we get up to the seven, and then you know that if you have a six in your birthday, you know that's your strongest trait. If you are spiritual above all matters, if you tend to think of God or angels and you put your trust in them, no matter what you're going through, no matter what is lost or compromised, then you know your seventh chakra is the strongest. And right at the moment of the seventh chakra, Kristen has returned.
What? Sorry.
And I've been bouncing the ball here. We lost the caller.
Oh, what happened?
I don't know. Don't ask me.
I had to deal with that, as you know. I was on the phone.
Any success?
I was successful, but it was like a terrible call. It was garbled, and I could hear every other word the person was saying. Five and a half hours on hold.
Okay, songs
between today and yesterday.
We will be getting the submarine, and we will be doing our shows from the Atlantic Ocean.
What happened with the last caller?
I don't know. I was talking to her.
I know, but that's not what I'm asking. I'm asking what happened. What was the last communication? Where did it leave off?
I left her with saying she's got to find a woman that is willing to rent a room out of her home and not to give the woman a lot of drama talk. It's going to scare her.
Yeah. Well, I think it's going to be difficult. And unfortunately, we didn't get an answer about what this housing assistance program did for her on that visit yesterday, because someone came to her home yesterday at 11.
I don't know. Maybe she didn't like what I was saying. She hung up. I don't know what happened. But she's gone.
Okay.
I've just been talking about the chakra systems and how to recognize what is one's strongest chakra. But I don't know. Are we still able to receive callers?
We don't have any callers left
right now.
But
what does that? Does that mean? But we can still receive callers, right?
Nothing. Nothing's changed.
I don't want to be talking without not being on the air.
No, we're on the air. Look, okay, it says on air.
On
That's
air.
How you find out if we're on air. It says it on the banner.
Oh, it does?
Okay. Yeah. Normally, I don't leave. It's been your gig the last few shows, so
that's fine.
I guess it's my turn.
So we're recognizing what is one's strongest chakra. When you look at your birth date, no matter what the numbers are on your birth date, look at the number that is the strongest number in your life. And I've already explained the seventh chakra you returned. So, that's the situation. Now, the strongest chakra, it can help the other chakras get energy. So one chakra can affect the other chakras if those chakras are in compromising situations.
Meaning you can borrow energy from another chakra that's operating and is more healthy.
Well, let's say you miss everything going wrong and you have a strong fifth chakra, chakra number five, and you write a book, then it gets published. Now your foundation's better, and you go on book tour and you meet somebody and you fall in love. Now you're second chakra. See, that kind of thing. One chakra can help to save the other chakras and give them strength and momentum. And it's true. It happens in life. You know, you get into a let's say second is your strongest. You're in a good relationship. And then from that relationship, you gain an opportunity to get a job. And then you're making more money. So then your first chakra is getting better now. And so on and so forth. So it can be, one chakra can actually save the other chakras. If you've got one lucky chakra in your energy field, you got to look at what, always ask yourself, what is the one thing that I have? Some people at the end of their line will say, well, I have faith, I have hope. And if you don't have that, I don't know what. Most people come up with something. If people come up with nothing, where they got one thing, breath, they're alive. As long as they're alive, they've got something. The game's not over until your breath is gone. So that breath can be the very thing that creates a whole new world for oneself. If you just get into the mindset that you have to climb upward in order to regain some sense of stability. So in that regard, you know, the chakra systems are important. Also, I think, never giving up, don't give up. There's always a way to transcend the problem. As long as you're alive, you've got a chance to transcend the problem. So I think that's something to say, because you don't want to prematurely die and not discover what was left to do in your life. Because if you think of your life and think if you had died at any given moment, you know, imagine if you had died at 25 or 26. Look at what's happened since
then and what would have been undone had you died at that point.
So you want to make sure your life is finished. You've got to have a sense of fulfillment. And that doesn't mean, I feel fulfilled at 26. I've done everything I need to do, so I'm going to go in the bathroom and shoot myself. That's not what I mean. That would only say that you're doing good so far. But you got to make sure that your life comes to its proper ending. And that basically, that ending is arranged by an act of God, not an act of self. So I think that's vastly important in terms of the energy in the chakra systems. So,
of course, not everybody has every chakra in their birth date. I mean, numbers hold chakras, but like, for example, someone born 1/11/1911 is going to have probably a more difficult time than someone that might have sevens in the birth dates or higher numbers in the birth dates, because one is the lowest number. 1/11.
Yeah, but it becomes a five.
19. Well, I know that. I mean, they become a five. So that's the highest number in the birth date.
Yeah, but you see, that five now is strength. Five is also a physical number.
I know.
And it's a communication number. So if they look at the five, then that's what they have to start to lean on. I was just reading about this guy. He used to ride a skateboard, and now he's 32, and his career is kind of over with skateboard riding, and he self-published a novel. And now he's trying to get his novel going. I don't know his birth date, but that's an example.
Or 1/1/11, which would be a four. Two and three being the higher number. Wait a second. 1/11/1911 is actually a six. Three.
Then
four,
be
five,
a six.
Six. Yeah, it'd be a six.
1/11/3/13/14.
Yeah.
15,
so that's six chakra. But anyway, 1/1/11 would be to your point about five.
Yeah.
Being the highest chakra level because the master number. But still, that's a difficult linear code.
Right. But then, you know, that energy would have to be in terms of vision or some maybe artistry of some sort or something like that. You have to look at your number system and decide what is the strongest number of your energy. Now, this guy who is 32 and his skateboarding days are somewhat over, he's getting too old to do it. He reinvented himself by self-publishing a novel. And he has his own publishing company.
So he published under his own. He didn't self-publish with a company. He created his own publishing company.
He's created his own online shop. And through that, he published his novel. I probably arranged, you know, the cover and everything. And he's now selling his book. And he says that the way to go is, was it Instagram or something? What is it? I don't know what he said. But he says that the way that one really gets their work done today
probably
is through some media.
It's probably
Instagram.
Instagram, because actually in
what is Instagram?
It's a photo-based social media platform. So people post photos and videos. I mean, Facebook does this. I mean, it's more based on photos, even though you can post photos and videos on Facebook. Instagram is really based on photos. So what's happened actually now in modeling and acting too, is that instead of in the olden days, you would have to go with your book and see an agent and hope that the agent hired you based on your book and what you've done previously and, you know, your look and all these different things. Now, modeling agencies will take prospective models unless they have an established Instagram following. The world has completely changed in that regard.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, I mean, for us, Instagram isn't really a platform that is something that really we would use for what we do to promote ourselves. I mean, what are we going to do? Take pictures of ourselves?
Yeah.
Or post, you know, sayings of spiritual sayings,
well,
spiritual guidance.
So,
I mean, it seems so superficial. I really don't see much.
But anyway, that's a way of reinventing oneself, and that's.
Is his book sold? This guy.
I don't know. The article doesn't say anything about that.
Well, it's been an interesting show. Couple callers, and we're done for the year, actually. So we'll be back.
Yeah, this was our 874 shows over 8 years.
Great.
So we've been on the air for 8 years, and today was our 874th show. That's averaging about 100 shows a year. But we will be returning in 2021, and we will see you then. Have a happy new year.
Happy new year. Bye-bye.